800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown now in day 21. The Senate will take up another vote tomorrow on a measure to end it, but the stalemate continues over Democrats calling for negotiations to extend health benefits. The impacts of the shutdown being felt from critical food programs like SNAP to flight delays as air traffic controllers deal with shortages and now sick calls. ABC's Perry Russom has more.
Delays are happening in Dallas, Atlanta, and Newark. You have these workers who are working their jobs, very stressful jobs, knowing they are not getting paid. So now some of them are calling out, trying to find other work elsewhere to put food on the table, keep the roof over their heads. Many of them have mortgages, so they're trying to find other ways of income.
President Trump blasting Democrats, he says, for the shutdown at a luncheon for Republicans today, touting the new ballroom planned at the White House. Demolition began yesterday. Top Trump officials in Israel, including Vice President J.D. Vance, working to shore up a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas after skirmishes. This is ABC News. A North Carolina man who is involved in the cryptocurrency world is speaking out after saying his account was drained of $80,000. That after he says someone lured him in by direct messaging to talk about the digital currency. Kenneth Nicholson saying he ended up clicking on a link before meeting that they had set up and provided his password, and he says that's when the theft occurred.
The gentleman sent me a link to download the software, and I clicked on it. And it then opened, I have a Mac, it then opened in my terminal and asked me for my password.
Nicholson said it's a reminder for people to take their time. The 2025 World Series now set. The Toronto Blue Jays squaring off against defending champions, the LA Dodgers. The Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 last night, taking them to their first World Series since 1993, Game 1 Friday night. In the Atlantic, a new tropical storm, Melissa, is on the move. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades. And then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Newbert. We're hearing more about the investigation into the death of a child in West Allis. Police in West Allis report that 4-year-old Dante Campbell was found dead on Monday. Fox 6 reports that police say Dante was found covered in bruises when paramedics arrived, and that the boyfriend of his mother claimed the child was stiff already after falling down the stairs Friday night. Both the child's mother and her boyfriend have been arrested. They have not been named nor charged. State funding on the way for mental health services in the Chippewa Valley. We get more from Bob Haig.
The Wisconsin State Senate last week approved a one-time grant of $10 million for Rogers Behavioral Health to build a new integrated mental health facility in Chippewa Falls, which State Senator Jesse James calls
no less than the most significant win for mental health in the Chippewa Valley ever, and our state for that matter.
Last year saw closure of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
We've lost mental health beds due to those closures, including our youth inpatient beds. Rogers will be bringing that back.
The new Rogers Behavioral Health Chippewa Falls facility, projected to open in early 2027, with 14 inpatient rooms and 24 residential rooms.
Another Universities of Wisconsin two-year campus will be closing. This time it's Baraboo, Sauk County's campus of UW-Platteville. That's effective of May 22nd of next year. Campus enrollment is only 178 people. Layoffs on the way at Molson Coors. The company announced Monday it will lay off 9% of its salaried staff company-wide. Those cuts will come by the end of December, but it's unknown how many will be at the Milwaukee Brewery. The company reported $428 million in profits last year, but says it needs to maintain sustainable growth. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and gusty winds on your Tuesday. West to northwest winds between 35 and 40 miles per hour, with highs topping out only in the mid-40s. Showers looking likely in the overnight. Clouds, it'll stay breezy, with lows in the upper 30s to near 40. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 42 at our studios.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Well, hello. Welcome in to a new episode of AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex. Good to have you along for the conversation. Again, brought to you by our friends at Cenex. Choose the perfect grease for your equipment during this busy harvest season. You can count on Cenex Store's high-quality lubricants to keep your operation moving. Visit your store. Go to Cenex.com for more. Busy show today. Coming up, we're going to hear from Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing in segment two. After the bottom of the hour, we're going to discuss ag labor and some of the challenges that we continue to see there. Michelle Granger, Executive Director of the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission, and Chris Butts, Executive Vice President for the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, will join us for that conversation. And then in segment four, we're going to learn about a new program that was announced last week, a partnership between the Mosaic Company along with Farm Foundation and PepsiCo Foundation. It's called Farm Path. Ann Steensland with Mosaic Company going to join us to tell us more about that later in the show. Let's get things started, though, on AOA and talk markets. Joining us now, I've featured him a few times on our Market Talk program. Happy to have him with us here on AOA. Brian Grady with Comstock Investments. Brian, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. Let's start with the cattle complex. Been a lot of news here the last several days. We're kind of quietly mixed on Tuesday. We were up a little bit Monday, but all of this after a big sell-off day on Friday, tied to all the talk about lowering beef prices. I know President Trump came out over the weekend and said that this is going to be via imports from Argentina. A lot of pushback from industry folks. What's your read on this and just the overall market impacts here, Brian?
Well, first off, the market reacts very strongly when Trump makes statements on any of the markets. And so to see the cattle market react sharply on Friday wasn't a surprise. When he came out and said it was Argentine beef, a little bit of relief there, I think, because the concern would be that it would be Brazilian beef. And that would be a bigger deal, in my opinion. And so of the evils, this is probably the lesser of the two evils that could have happened, and we'll see. Apparently Secretary Brooke Rollins, USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, says that big announcements coming later this week on the beef efforts. And so we'll see. We kind of just wait and see what the details are.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think, though, it's a good reminder of managing your risk in here. I mean, just, and I know that's a different conversation on the cattle side, and it's a different conversation per operation, but you know, just knowing how volatile these markets can get off headlines, it's important to have a plan in place, right, Brian?
Absolutely, especially when you're talking to, we're trading at record or near record prices in both live cattle and feeder cattle. And so you have inherently more risk anyway. And now the risk is heightened with all the stuff that's going on with the government.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Let's go to the grains side of this equation. Kind of quiet action there to start this week. I know, again, here it is, more discussion about U.S.-China relations and impacts there. Soybeans were higher Monday, but now looking kind of quiet here on Tuesday. I mean, you look across this grain and oilseed trade, what's your take as we just kind of chop around here waiting for the next headline, et cetera, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that sums it up. Just waiting to see what happens between the U.S. and China. But every day that goes forward is another day that China hasn't purchased any soybeans for 25-26 delivery. And so that critical window that we're in right now for U.S. soybean demand is moving along. Now, outside of China, other countries are purchasing U.S. soybeans. And so that's the good news. The bad news is that the market reacts the strongest to Chinese demand, and so we're still waiting on that. We have some high-level meetings later this week between U.S. and Chinese officials, and that will be a precursor to what we hope is a meeting between President Trump and President Xi from China at the end of the month. And so we just wait. We wait, like you said, the market reacts to every last headline, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, and of course, you know, we got a void of government data, reports, everything else with the shutdown going on. Export inspections are still out there. We got those Monday. But, you know, that continued kind of harvest momentum and more. I mean, it just seems like those are the few things that we're trading off of. But one thing I have noticed, Brian, and I'm seeing more people talk about this in recent days, basis is improving a little bit in some areas, especially along the river. I mean, there are some good stories, good nuggets out there for the grain trade, it feels like.
Absolutely. And I think that's giving us some support. The basis, you know, that, like I've mentioned, the futures trade every day, the cash market trades every day. And as a result, you end up with basis movement. And it is telling us that the supply from a near-term perspective isn't as much as demand because basis otherwise wouldn't be improving. And so while the improvement hasn't been stark in many cases, there has been improvement, and in the face of a big harvest, that typically wouldn't happen. And so I think we need to listen to the market signals, and the market signals right now are that they need your grain, whether it be corn or soybeans, and they're willing to increase the basis to get some of those bushels freed up.
I know I saw a story, ADM offering free DP at their Decatur location or something surrounding delayed pricing they were doing there here a few days ago. And I mean, you're starting to hear little stories like that, and you're starting to still see a fair amount of carry in the market. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, there's tools in the toolbox out here, Brian.
Absolutely. And I think that that's what we need to focus on is building a better price, because this hasn't been a great year from a margin perspective. As we look forward into 2026, another lean year, it appears. And so you have to build better prices. Part of that can be offset by more bushels. So if we yielded more bushels this year than what you anticipated on your farm, going into the growing season, that helps somewhat. And then from there, you have to use those more bushels to build a better price and try to end up in the best shape as you can at the end of the marketing year.
Yeah. Brian, we got about a minute left here. Anything final you would mention about the markets or anything you would reiterate to folks here on the show today?
Well, all the government stuff we mentioned, we talked about Trump and Brooke Rollins and some of their comments and having a market impact, but also The government shutdown is having an impact. You mentioned that with the lack of data. And so we have to kind of piece things together. And I think the market, honestly, is doing a really decent job of piecing things together at the moment. And looking at some of those other things like basis and other factors, you mentioned the export inspections that are out, so we can kind of piece it together. We don't get the export sales. We didn't have the WASD and crop production reports, but we can kind of piece things together and help tell the whole story, so to speak.
Now, that's a great point to end on. I know folks can learn more, Comstock.com. With that, Cedar Grain and Livestock Analyst for Comstock Investments, Brian Grady. Good to have you with us here on AOA. And Brian, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, absolutely. Thank you, Jesse.
You bet. Brian Grady with Comstock joining us here on Agriculture of America. Powered by Cenex, their greases and lubricants have an enhanced additive package that provides better protection, allowing fleets to stay on the road. Protect your operation with Cenex. Go to Cenex.com. More up next. We'll talk Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing right here on AOA.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
On your farm, every hour counts. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel keeps your equipment running at peak power with cleaner engines, fewer breakdowns, and more hours per gallon. Pair that with Cenex Premium Lubricants engineered to protect tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment through long days and tough conditions. From planting to harvest, Cenex delivers the performance and protection you can count on. In the field, in the shop, and in every season, Cenex keeps you moving. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce Cover Crop and Forage Planting Services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and to Kelly.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And we continue on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel. Keep you in the field. Visit your nearest store. Talk to your local experts or visit cenex.com for more details. Joining us right now here on AOA, he is the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, Dan Glessing. Dan, good to talk with you again, sir. Hope all is well.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we actually just filled with Cenex fuel over a long weekend of harvesting and just got filled up yesterday morning again.
Well, that's good to know. Good to know that you're keeping the tank full with some Cenex premium diesel. And
I thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that shout out. And hey, you know, a long weekend of harvesting, that's probably a good place for us to start our conversation. How has harvest been for you and your neighbors there in Minnesota?
So, yeah, it's been going pretty good. We had a nice window of soybean harvest, and now we're kind of getting these drizzly showers that come across. And so corn is you know, you have to take pauses in the corn, but there's a lot of corn that came out in the last 10 days probably here, and we're about half done with ours and hoping to. It looks like a nice week, so we're going to continue on, but certainly would like to see yields are really been pretty good across the board, but with the prices the way they are, you almost need double of what your normal yield is to break even on it.
Yeah, that's a key point that we're going to talk about here today on the show. And, you know, we can get into the economics of where things stand. But I think to start, you had a recent trade trip overseas to Italy with the American Farm Bureau. And tell us a little bit about that trip and some of the talk there about the current trade environment, the economics for farmers. I think that's a great way for us to kind of set up our discussion. What did you learn on that trip?
Yeah, so as part of being on the American Farm Bureau board, I am on a subcommittee, the trade subcommittee, and the senior most members attended the North American European Union Agricultural Conference. And as part of that, there was programming with both like groups from the EU and North America, but also government officials from the EU. But beyond that, we had a lot of unilateral visits with farm groups, elected folks from other countries. And really it does come down to how can we get this trade to be a complementary trade type mechanism. And, you know, farmers are the same all around the globe, whether it's here or across the pond. We really like to find solutions, and common sense goes a long way in a lot of farmers. But what we heard was the appetite to get trade deals. There was a lot of interest. It is funny to know folks in other countries how much they pay attention to our politics and our elected people, so much more than like we pay attention to them. But that's just because, you know, U.S. is good at growing food, growing quality food, and is looked at to be a good trading partner. And the question was, what is Trump doing with the trade tariffs? And our message was that to them was, this is just a tool to get trade negotiators to the table to hammer out trade deals. So we encourage them to get their trade ambassadors to ours, and let's get some deals done so that we can see that increase in trade. And at the end of the day, it was refreshing to see how farmers, whether here or across the pond, are very similar minded and practical-based.
That's a great point and perspective. You know, thinking about getting these balanced relationships and working through what were the current environment that we're in right now with trade and tariffs and more. And, you know, you mentioned everyone kind of having a practical mindset. And so weaving that into what we got going on here at home right now, Dan, I mean, Congress is, you know, and things are shut down, government shut down. We're not seeing any movement there. We got to get a farm bill done. There is a lot of concern in farm country, I know, for many folks who are seeing this cost price squeeze. And so, I mean, you hear, you know, good things like you heard overseas in Italy, and then we bring it back here to home with, you know, little movement on many things. I mean, how do we put this into perspective back home on where things stand right now?
Well, unfortunately, it took several years, and this is probably the third year where we're kind of in that challenging commodity price market outside of beef, of course. But, you know, how do we find a solution? Well, we didn't get into the situation overnight. it's going to take a lot longer than just a couple of trade deals to get this done. You know, you mentioned the input prices. We as farmers are getting squeezed in the middle, high input, low commodity prices, and, you know, the frustration that exists. We've heard from some young farmers that have loans with FSA. When we're talking about the government shutdown, they have loans with the FSA, and they have grain checks laying there, bills to be paid, but nobody did endorse those checks. So certainly would like to see the two sides come together. I actually talked to a congressman. He called this morning on some of the beef comments that have been in the news the last couple of days here. And but he's heading back to D.C. here as we speak, and I asked if there's any light at the end of the tunnel on the shutdown, and he seemed fairly optimistic. So hopefully we can see a solution to that, get that functioning again, and then we'll absolutely try and get that Farm Bill 2.0 through and done. I've long said the farmers have been patient enough. It's been 2 years. If we wait 2 years before we put a crop in or have a calf in that feedlot, boy, it's going to take a long time to see a return if you don't ever get anything done.
Dan Glessing, president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, with us here on AOA. And, you know, I think it's a real conversation that I'm starting to hear, you know, for next year, Dan, as folks are looking at prices of seed and chemical and fertilizer and equipment and all these different things and, you know, having unknowns with loans and things that are out there. I think it's realistic to assume that a lot of farmers are going to have to cut back on certain things heading into 2026. Would you agree with that? I mean, what are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, when you've got your operating note and you probably haven't been able to pay that back fully in the last couple of years for sure, corners are going to have to be cut. And I would say farmers have been efficient as they possibly can be leading into this just because of the sheer nature of the low margin that agriculture is used to, you know, having. Mm-hmm. And obviously cheap food in this country is a good thing, but we also need to make sure that the farmers can stay on the landscape. But to answer your question, yeah, I do think that there's going to be some either holdbacks or dragging of feet. I know I'm not going to put down any T&K on my corn ground here this fall, just quite simply because number one, the economics of doing that at the prices that they're at doesn't pencil, but number two, the commodity prices are so low that I'm hoping we can see an uptick. There is some nice carry in the soybean market and a little bit of carry in the corn, too. So it's all of that. And I do think that you're going to end up seeing some scaling back of inputs. And ultimately, that kind of hurts only one person. But if the money's not there to put that, you know, effort into it, it's just not there.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Well, a couple minutes here before we close out the segment, I do want to mention and let you preview the Minnesota Farm Bureau annual meeting. That's about a month away, November 20th through the 22nd. And you know, I'm sure we presume by then harvest will be wrapped up and folks can attend that meeting and talk about a lot of these issues. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our resolutions committee, which is made up of three members from all our districts, plus young farmer and rancher and promotion education chairs. They get together early in November and kind of comb through the resolutions that came in and get the delegate packet ready to go for the voting that happens at our annual meeting. And but beyond that, we've got some great speakers at our annual meeting. We have a PAC fundraiser breakfast. We have Congressman Finstead coming to speak at that. So that's kind of fun. That's a new thing that we're doing, and just to try and help familiarize elected folks and our members with each other. And sometimes you don't have that chance to visit one-on-one, so that's kind of a neat opportunity. But as well as our awards banquet that Friday night, and then Jared Sebesta is rounding us out. President Zippy Duval will be in attendance at our annual meeting as well. So we're excited. It's always fun to get together with the members that, you know, you get to see at least once a year, and you hope to see them at various activities or their annual meetings or county activities. But it's just fun to catch up, and I think that's probably the most fun part of the annual meeting is getting together and talking about how things went on farms and ranches all across the state. And I know I sure enjoy it.
Well, I know folks can find more details, fbmn.org, fbmn.org. That's the website for the Minnesota Farm Bureau. Their president, Dan Glessing. Dan, always appreciate the conversation. Good to have you back with us on AOA. Enjoy the rest of the week, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Dan Glessing, Minnesota Farm Bureau President, with us here on AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we're going to have a discussion surrounding ag labor challenges. Back with more on AOA right after this. Every mile your fleet travels is money on the line. Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Diesel Fuel improves fuel economy, protects engines, and reduces downtime. Cenex Premium Lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, keeping trucks and equipment in peak condition mile after mile. Power you trust, results you see. That's how you stay miles ahead with Cenex. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Milk markets were lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 4 to 16.98, December down 20 to 16.53, January down 11 to 16.19, February down 5 to 16.24. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day as the markets acknowledge the strong fundamental position, but at the same time, they're keenly aware of a technical risk that lingers. In fact, in the nearby feeder cattle market, it did close a bit lower on some profit taking. The hog markets were mostly higher. The market's potentially finding somewhat of a bottom in the futures complex. The lean hog complex could be trying to establish a support plane. October live cattle up $1.82 to $2.43.67. October feeder cattle down 2 cents to $3.72.92. December hogs up $1.20 to $83.27. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly lower. A firm dollar helped to pressure the wheat markets. Meanwhile, a decent weather for the corn and soybean harvest continued to provide harvest pressure to both corn and beans. December corn down 3.5 to 419.75. New crop 26 down 3 to 455. November beans down 1 to 10.30.75. New crop 26 down 1.5 to 10.72.75. December wheat down 4.5 to 5.25.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durant location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Jesse Allen.
And as we continue on today's Agriculture of America, it is powered by Cenex Premium Diesel, which includes a range of benefits that meet the demands of equipment even in the toughest conditions. Achieve better performance and maximize your ROI by investing in quality products from Cenex. Go to Cenex.com for more. Well, as Congress, of course, works to end the standoff that has shuttered the federal government, the nation's farmers, they're calling for that same sense of urgency in fixing another issue that keeps being a issue out there in farm country, and that is the system surrounding ag labor and wage rates. There's a lot of concern here, and we're going to talk about this now on the show. Joining us for a conversation first, she is Executive Director of the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission, Michelle Granger. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And also joining us, he's Executive Vice President for the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, Chris Butts. Chris, welcome as well to AOA. How are you?
Doing great. Nice to be here, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Well, let's dive into this topic. And I know we recently just had the Department of Labor interim final rule on the adverse effect wage rate. And this is a meaningful step, but I know this is a conversation that, Michelle, this is one that just feels like it's a never-ending conversation surrounding ag labor.
Absolutely. This conversation has been going on for a couple decades at this point. And in the last, I'd say, 18 months, it has really reached a new crescendo or peak of maximization and reality of what is happening on the farm.
Well, and Chris, your perspective on this, I mean, to Michelle's point, it's something that's been going on for decades, and we're trying to find meaningful solutions, but it just feels like it's a stop-start kind of issue. It's like we get a little ways down the road, and then we take a step back is what it feels like to me. Would you agree?
I would agree. And that interim final rule that has come out, it was a great step in the right direction. We thank the administration for it. For us in Georgia, we've had 33% increases over the last 3 years in that adverse effect wage rate. So we're hopeful that this new rule will bring some certainty and predictability to that. But we'd also like Congress to take a look at, all right, we've seen some positive changes made in the program. What can we do to solidify those changes to strengthen the program going forward so that growers have certainty in the years to come and not just in this administration or, you know, whatever which way that the policy swings with the new administration. Let's set it permanently.
No, that's a great, great point. Well, I know both of your organizations are part of a broader coalition, the Agricultural Labor Reform Coalition. And I know you are all working together to try and get some of this permanent, predictable reform when it comes to ag labor. And I know, Michelle, you know, to Chris's point, getting some certainty here, certainty for producers. I mean, that's just so paramount, especially as we look at the current state of the ag economy, Michelle.
Certainly. So those who have any conversations with me will always hear me say farmers are heroes. And I truly believe that. And what they do and what they sacrifice and risk up front at the start of every season and are dependent upon Mother Nature and policy and regulation to carry through and work in their favor throughout the production season is always a huge risk. And to have labor rates constantly changing and not being able to plan accordingly, not to mention all the other input costs, creates great havoc. And the American farmer today is stretched and has more pressure on them than ever before. And yet, as an American, I want my food to be safe. I want to know where it came from. I want to know that it has been produced in the most effective way possible with the highest standards of food safety behind it, and that there is an abundance that I can afford as well as to choose from. And without the farmer and without them having stability on their financials each year, we're not going to have that. We only have less than 2% of the American population providing for 100% of our population currently. And as we continue to lose farms because it is not profitable for them to stay in business, that puts our whole nation at risk.
Chris, to follow up with Michelle's thoughts there, what what are some things that, we can get done at the federal level here to get some of this meaningful reform? And I think about it from this perspective as well. You know, different parts of the country have different needs when it comes to ag labor. So I know it's we're trying to balance so many pieces of this conversation, Chris.
We are, but I think what's demonstrated through this coalition that's now seven states and 34 organizations, I believe, is that we have more similarities than differences, I think, especially across the Southeast and the eastern half of the country. And it's just long past time that Congress comes in and solidifies this. We think the House Ag Working Report that came out last summer was a good start, a bipartisan start. But we don't have to solve the entire immigration piece. Let's take a focused look just at ag labor, and specifically, let's take a focused look at the adverse effect wage rate and how rates are determined for growers going forward, getting back to that certainty that Michelle was talking about. So it's not just a Georgia problem or a North Carolina problem. It's a multi-state problem.
We're having a conversation with Michelle Granger, North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission, and Chris Butts from the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. And I'll throw this to both of you and whoever wants to take this. But, you know, we talk about the adverse effect wage rate. But I know, too, things like the H-2A program, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, getting meaningful things done there and more. I mean, is this to Chris, kind of what you're saying, you know, taking a piece of this, but are there things that need to be done, you know, at the H-2A level, et cetera? I mean, I know there's so many layers to this. So, I mean, beyond the adverse effect wage rate, what are some other things that we need to look at the federal level? Whoever wants to take that.
Yeah, I'll jump in. And our group is focused on the adverse effect wage rate specifically because it did reach such as Michelle said, a crescendo. It got to the point where it was no longer sustainable, and a grower's only choice at that point was to lessen his production, lessen the number of workers that he was going to bring in. And so that production was going to, if not other parts of the country, then other parts, you know, our foreign competitors in other countries across the world. So I think that's where we've got to look. That was the first piece we looked at, but certainly just making the program less complex, more user-friendly. I think we've seen a great start to that with the administration and trying to get one portal where users can access multiple agencies. That's a great start. But we have a program now that's really requires a grower to go out and either contract with a farm labor contractor or with another professional service advisor, and most often attorneys, just to be able to participate in the program and be compliant with all of the program requirements. So making it less bureaucratic and user-friendly should be a focus, and making it where a farmer doesn't need to be in the ag labor business just to be in the farming business. Let him focus on farming and make it simple enough where he can get the labor that he needs reliably.
Yeah.
And I'd jump in and just add, it's important for your listeners to appreciate that we must have a labor program that allows guest workers to come into the country and help produce our country's food, because we have very few U.S. citizens who are willing to work in agriculture today that are not connected to these family farms. And the labor supply enforced in our country by natural born citizens is no longer here as it was even 50 years ago. And so to produce the food that we need, we must have the hands to do it with, because so much of the food that we are producing is labor intensive and requires this level of labor. And so to have a program that is effective and can be streamlined for our growers, that ultimately benefits our nation with this safe food supply that I mentioned before, is critical. And we can't thank the administration enough for all of the efforts that they've made just in a short time, honestly.
Excellent points from both of you. We got a couple minutes left here, and I know that, you know, the way this conversation continues to go, I'm sure you've both seen it and heard it from folks in the Southeast and more. I mean, when it boils down to it, there are a lot of real world on farm effects that are ongoing because we're still searching for many of these reforms when it comes to ag labor. Right, you guys?
Absolutely. And I think what this coalition has demonstrated, again, is that it's not a limited problem, but it also demonstrates, hey, let's let's not try to eat this elephant all in one bite. Let's take it one bite at a time. We focused on AWARE because it was the most direct impact that we could make to grower economics immediately. But now let's see where else we can agree. Let's see where else we can come together as an industry, just pull in the same direction. We're all working. Everybody's working hard to improve the industry. Let's just come together and pull in the same direction and see what we can accomplish.
Yeah. Michelle, any thoughts from you as well? Final thoughts?
I think the model that this coalition has put forward, as Chris was alluding to, is impactful and powerful that all should consider modeling. And that is, we are louder together when we're saying the same message. And we have been effective to date as we have grown this coalition and had the messaging that we've had. And there's more opportunities to not only grow our coalition, but to educate our consumers as well as our policymakers and legislators in DC of what the American farmer needs and ultimately what the American consumer needs.
Well, we appreciate the work that you all are doing with the Agricultural Labor Reform Coalition. And again, it's a conversation that is going to have to be ongoing, but hopefully we can find some meaningful continued reform here as the weeks and months ahead roll by. With that, though, we are up against the clock. Michelle Granger with the North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission and Chris Butts with the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. Thank you both for joining us here today on Agriculture of America.
Thank you.
AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. We'll be back to close things out with Ann Steensland from the Mosaic Company on the way right after this.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number TC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Farming is more than work. It's a life that's rooted in responsibility. But even the strongest among us feel the weight. Long hours, weather worries, financial pressure, it all adds up. If you're feeling burnt out or just not yourself, please know this. You're not alone, and there's help. Talk to someone, a friend, a doctor, a neighbor. It's not weakness, it's strength, because your mental health matters, on and off the farm. Brought to you by Farm and Ranch Media, supporting the hands that feed us.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Talk to your local experts at your nearest store or visit Cenex.com to learn more about the premium diesel products that they have that will help your equipment on your operation. Again, learn more at Cenex.com. Right now here on Agriculture of America, I saw this news come across my desk here a few days ago. Well, I say my desk, my email is where I saw the news come in, and wanted to learn more about a new program that is out there called Farm Path, and it's a partnership that's being driven by the Mosaic Company Foundation for Sustainable Food Systems. Joining us to tell us more, she's the executive director for the Mosaic Company's Foundation for Sustainable Food Systems. Ann Steensland is with us here today. Ann, it's great to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Very excited to tell you about this new project, which we announced this week.
Yeah, give us the details on Farm Path. And I know I mentioned it's a collaboration partnering, as I understand it, with Farm Foundation and PepsiCo Foundation. So tell our listeners, what is Farm Path, Ann?
So Farm Path is a farmer-centered, future-focused program that is going to come alongside a group of next generation American farmers at a really critical moment in their journey and help them have access to some things that they really need to succeed. So that includes things like very practical skills in business management or agronomy, access to leading experts and other people in the ag industry that they can help network with. It'll have one-on-one mentorship opportunities with experienced farmers who can help guide them and succeed in the future. And it will also enable them to build a sense of community with other next-generation farmers who are attempting to do the same work that they are. And we hope that those relationships will really encourage them as they go through their journey into farming.
And I think about this, it's such an important conversation right now with so many U.S. farmers. They're nearing retirement age. There's a lot of talk about succession and more, and, you know, trying to get more beginning farmers you know, involved and rolling. And so trying to provide that education, that mentorship, those things that you mentioned, creating that path to, you know, use the farm path pun, so to speak. And it's super important right now. This is a critical time in U.S. agriculture where we're going to be seeing a lot of change over in the next decade.
It's so true. And, you know, every generation of farmers faces changes, changes in markets, changes in consumer preferences, changes in weather and climate. And this next generation is going to have a whole host of new challenges. But there's so much they can learn from previous generations of farmers. There's so much good information and other things out there that will really put them in good stead going forward in their careers. And I think Farm Foundation has really designed a program here that is going to give them access to that and provide real value for those who are involved. So that's why we're supporting this partnership, and we're just really excited to see what these outcomes are going to be.
And I think about this piece of it as well, of course, with the Mosaic Company and the Foundation for Sustainable Food Systems, that sustainability conversation, such a key piece here as well, and collaborating with Farm Foundation and PepsiCo Foundation and more. I mean, that's a critical piece of this. Is not only are we trying to drive that next generation, but to your earlier point, giving them the tools and things they need to continue to farm sustainably here in the U.S. I think that's another key aspect of this as well, Anne.
Well, I think our natural resources, our soil, our land, our water are absolutely critical to the success of our future of agriculture here in the U.S. And we know our farmers care about the land and they care about the resources that they've used. And so understanding the best practices of how to protect those resources is a critical part of Farm Path. And it's the heart of what we do at the Mosaic Company Foundation. We invest in this type of work in India and Brazil, working with young and smallholder farmers, and we know the results that these improvements in sustainable practices can bring. So we're really excited to see how these are applied here in the U.S.
And for folks who are interested in learning more about the program, I know we have more details on our website, agricultureofamerica.com. You can find that there and a link to more of the news of the initial announcement. But how can folks, you know, learn more about Farm Path, follow along, reach out? I mean, talk about just that engagement aspect here as this program rolls out, Anne.
Check out the Farm Foundation's website, very simple, farmfoundation.org. Look under their programs tab. You'll find Farm Path. You can put in your contact information to receive information about the application process, which will begin right after the new year.
Fantastic. And any other thoughts you'd share with us here regarding Farm Path? What else would you leave with folks? What would you reiterate to them here today on why this is an important program?
Well, I just think that the future of American agriculture depends not only on these young farmers, but these are future leaders, and we see them that way. And we're very excited to see, to bring together this group from all over the country. And we anticipate that 5-10 years from now, these are young people who are going to be leading the way in U.S. ag. And we're so excited to see that evolve.
And I know also this is one of many things that the Mosaic Company's Foundation for Sustainable Food Systems is involved with. I know you guys do a lot of great work, a lot of projects and more. And I know folks can stay up to date with everything you guys are doing as well with your foundation online, et cetera, right, Anne?
Absolutely. If you look at the Mosaic Company Foundation's website, you'll find a link to our webpage. You can read more about our work around the world.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate the time and the insights and learning a little bit more about Farm Path. And again, we got details up on our website and so much more. You can find out more information with that. Anne Steensland, Executive Director for the Mosaic Company Foundation for Sustainable Food Systems. Anne, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thanks so much.
And with that, we are up against the clock. We're out of time here today on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Protect your bottom line by investing in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel that can help improve efficiency and maximize your operations ROI. Overcome tough conditions with Cenex. Go to Cenex.com for more. Coming up tomorrow here on the program, we're going to talk about that proposed Union Pacific Norfolk Southern Rail merger and hear comments from Chris John with the American Chemistry Council. We'll also talk with the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Angie Craig of Minnesota. That and more coming up tomorrow on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'd just like to say thank you to everybody.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Long time no see, buddy. How's it going? When did you get back?
Hey, good to see you. I've been home for almost a year, just trying to adjust and get back into the swing of things.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I always see those pics you post of you and your family at all those events.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durant.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With the backdrop of the government shutdown, President Trump held a luncheon at the White House today touting Republican victories, including deep spending cuts passed in the GOP mega bill. Democrats are calling for Republicans to restore cuts and extend health care premiums.